You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, job cuts were confirmed at Whakatau Māori as part of ongoing budget cuts to the organisation. The National Indigenous Broadcaster is set to lose $10.3 million provided in the previous government's budget. The cuts have resulted in the probable axing of the broadcaster's TV bulletin, with a plan to move to online content by March of next year. In Parliament, former Broadcasting Minister Willie Jackson pleaded with the government to invest in Whakatau Māori, calling the move yet another attack on te reo. The cuts come off the back of a tumultuous time for Aotearoa's media space following the closure of News Hub and major cuts at TVNZ. I spoke to the University of Auckland's Gavin Ellis about the cuts at Whakatau Māori, the effect they'll have on te ao Māori media, public access to news, and the direction our media sector is moving in. Since Whakatau Māori kind of sits outside of the mainstream news such as TVNZ and formerly News Hub, why is it important to have outlets like that thriving?
I think, first of all, because it's not outside the mainstream. It is part of the mainstream as far as I'm concerned, because it's not only there to serve the needs of our Maori population, which may be only a proportion of our population, but it's also there as a window to the rest of New Zealand on te ao Maori. So I see it as part of the mainstream.
Do you think this is going to have an impact on the amount of te ao Maori news we're seeing?
Oh, undoubtedly. I mean, the inference is that the broadcast, nightly broadcast news bulletin will go, and there'll be a concentration of news on their digital platform. Now, I see that as a really, really unfortunate move, because it will disenfranchise some Maori and Pākehā, but in particular, rural Maori who, you know, have poor digital reception or no digital reception, and also poorer Maori who can't afford broadband services. So they've relied on the free service that they get from Whakatau Māori broadcast operations for their news about Māoridom. Now, they may well lose that. In fact, I think it's a given that news bulletin now will go.
So you think overall this is a move that's going to impact the access that people have to news and how informed they can stay?
Oh, indeed. Indeed I do. You know, it's right and proper that all media should see a digital future. But as a country, we need to make sure that digital future doesn't disenfranchise anybody. And at the moment, where we stand with digital services and the high cost relative to many other countries of digital services, a move to a digital platform now and the removal of a broadcast alternative is going to disenfranchise people.
Should the government be stepping in to assist Whakatau Māori? And if so, what should they be doing?
Absolutely they should. Look, I don't blame Whakatau Māori or Shane Taurimu, its chief executive, for this. This is the result of successive governments failing to make good on the promise they made to Māori of a broadcasting service. Now, leaving aside iwi radio, but let's just talk about television. There was a commitment made to the creation and maintenance of a Maori television service. And, okay, they made good on the first part, the setting up of the service, but I don't think that governments have had a very good record in maintaining that. You know, they've effectively had a funding freeze and now a funding reduction on the service, and that comes down to government. That's a government decision. Now, I think that what we're seeing is the result of that lack of resolve to make sure that Whakatau Māori remained a viable proposition. Whakatau Māori have done the only thing they could do, cut. You know, if you haven't got the money, you've got no alternative but to cut. But the loss of, you know, 25% of their staff, that's about more than 40 people, is something that they can't do without profound consequences on what they offer.
Labor's Māori development spokesperson Willie Jackson called the cuts another attack on the Māori language. What do you think of this?
I think it will be, but not only the Maori language. I think it doesn't say much for New Zealand's commitment to its Maori people. I think that we owe it to tangata whenua to ensure that they have the same sort of access to their culture that Pākehā have to theirs. And part of that culture is a flow of information about what's happening in their world. Now, I think that we owe it to Māoridom to ensure that that continues.
So these cuts are a step towards taking the broadcaster off air and online by March next year. What does this say about the direction that media overall in Aotearoa is moving in?
Well, they're all headed in that same direction. But I reiterate, if we are going to move into a digital environment, then we have to have the ways and means of ensuring that all New Zealanders have access to it, irrespective of where they live or how much money they have. Now, I see nothing that convinces me that that is going to happen anytime soon. Now, unless we can overcome those twin problems of access, be it location or poverty, then we disenfranchise people when we take away a free service and replace it by something that costs money. And, you know, you might not have to pay for the platform, but you're paying for the means of delivery, and it's still a cost.
Is there anything else you wanted to cover that you think I might have missed?
Look, I just want to, you know, offer my profound thanks to the work that Whakaata Māori have done. And, I really feel for those people who are going to lose their job.
That was the University of Auckland's Gavin Ellis on job cuts at Whakaata Māori.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.